Welcome to our 18th Sunday after Pentecost, audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. October 4, 2020, this is Pastor Alana. The vineyard is frequently used in Scripture to indicate a special place in God's creation. To have a vineyard and enjoy its fruits is a blessing. When the prophet Isaiah speaks of goodness of the Lord, he says that God's favored people shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyard and eat their fruit. That is Isaiah 65 verse 21. Vineyards were planted with a fruit harvest in mind. We are Lord's planting, and we eagerly await our harvest home. That is our today's lesson's focus. May the Lord bless you as you worship with us this morning. Join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. We begin in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I invite you for a brief silence for reflection and self-examination. How Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on all of us, and through Jesus' work has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If the Son set us free, we are free indeed. We are sure that He hears us if we ask Him for anything that is according to His will. He hears us whenever we ask Him. And since we know this is true, we also know that He gives us what we ask from Him. Amen. Let us praise the Lord.
Glory be to God on high. Let us pray. Gracious God, you gave your Son into the hands of sinful men who killed him. Forgive us when we reject your unfailing love, and grant us the fullness of your salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
Isaiah chapter 5. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now, you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left and you live alone in the land. Philippians chapter 3. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness, based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Jesus said, "Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the season of fruit drew near, he sent his servant to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenant took his servant and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the first. They did the same to them. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenant saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is a hire. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to miserable days and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruit in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you ever read in the scripture, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And if it falls on anyone, it will crush him." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowd because they held him to be a prophet. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Let us confess our confession in the word of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Christ is our cornerstone, on him alone we build. With his true saints alone, the courts of heaven are filled. On his great love, our hopes we place of present grace and joys above.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with today's devotional Bible study, which centers on the epistle lesson for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. But first, we pray. Gracious God, you gave your son into the hands of sinful men who killed him. Forgive us when we reject your unfailing love, and grant us the fullness of your salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading today is Philippians 3, the second half of verse 4 through verse 14. If any other man thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more, says Paul. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Jesus Christ has made me his own. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Thus far, the reading. I remember being in confirmation class one day when I was young. We had class every day, Monday through Friday, with our pastor in our Christian day school. One of several things we did in confirmation class every morning was to recite Bible passages that we had memorized the evening before. I was usually prepared, but this time there had been a passage that for some reason I had trouble memorizing, and of course that day my pastor asked me to recite that verse. Well, I tried and I failed. I felt bad and the pastor was not happy with me. That verse is in our reading today, and this is it. Now I'm reading the King James Version of this verse. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. As chapter 3, verse 12 from the King James Version. Since I did not know the context of this verse, it didn't make sense to me, and so it was difficult for me to memorize. But now I do know the context. It is our epistle lesson today, and it makes sense to me because it is God's word. The Holy Spirit helps me understand what this means for my faith in Christ. The key to the understanding is knowing what this phrase refers to. This is the phrase, that I may apprehend. That phrase is preceded by these words, but I follow after. It is Jesus Christ that we follow after. Why? So that we can apprehend these blessings, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, and the resurrection from the dead. Why do we need to follow Christ to apprehend these blessings? It is he who gives them for us men and for our salvation, as we say in the Nicene Creed. As one reads the Gospels, one notices that Jesus never does anything wrong. He does not sin because he has the righteousness of God. Because Jesus Christ is both divine and human, he has that righteousness as God. Because Jesus Christ is the perfect human being that God created, he is also righteous. Jesus is the righteous person that God created in the beginning, like Adam and Eve. But Jesus is not like Adam and Eve, who then sinned and lost their righteousness. Jesus did not sin and lose his righteousness. but God did place our sins on the righteous Jesus, who then dies. God then declares us who have faith in Jesus to be righteous. The Apostle Paul sums this up so beautifully in 1 Corinthians 5, verses 19 and 21. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thus, we apprehend righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. The other blessing we apprehend in Christ Jesus is the resurrection from the dead. After Jesus paid the price we should have paid because of our sins, that is, suffering and dying, he rose from the dead on the third day. Jesus Christ's resurrection is recognized as being so important that Christians from the beginning have made the day of Christ's resurrection, that is Sunday, the day of the week to traditionally worship. God declares that Christ's sacrifice for sins is perfect, and so he raises Christ from the dead. That declaration becomes a reality for us who have faith in Christ, when God comes on the last day and raises us up to eternal life. Thus, like St. Paul, we follow after Christ. We place our faith in him that we might apprehend the blessings of the righteousness from God that depends on faith and the resurrection from the dead. Convinced that we receive these blessings by faith in Jesus Christ, we join St. Paul's approach to the Christian life. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. To that end, Paul says he will never glory in any of his achievements or use them as an excuse for relaxation. The Christian must forget all that he personally has done and remember only what he has still to do, reaching out for the things which are in front, with eyes for nothing but the goal, that in the Christian life we must forget every past achievement and remember only the goal which lies ahead. Anyone who has come to be mature in the faith and knows what Christianity is must recognize the discipline, the effort, and the agony of the Christian life. One final thing to note. As we have for the last 2 weeks, one of the key words in Paul's letter to the Philippians, which is repeated many times in this letter, is the word joy, with its variations like rejoice. Even though there were no references to that word in our reading for today, next week we will see why that word permeates this letter, including our text today. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for declaring us righteous in your sight, forgiving our sins. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for willingly taking our sins upon yourself that we might have forgiveness by faith. Having such faith in your name, we can serve you as Lord while we serve one another. Continue granting us your Holy Spirit, so that we may remain steadfast in our faith and live for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
pray as we close our service for this morning. Lord God Almighty, thank you for the time we have spent in this place and allowing us to feed on your word. Let grace and peace be upon our lives, even as we depart from this place to our different destinations. Let everything we have learned bear fruit in our lives, so that your light can shine upon all people, and they may glorify you, the true living God. We also pray you would continue to guide us through our journey on this earth, until that day when we'll see you face in peace and in joy. Until that day when Jesus the Christ will rise us up for eternity. This we pray through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and with the Holy Spirit reigns, one God and now forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Now, with believing heart full of faith and souls cleansed and forgiven, receive the blessing of our God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. May the Lord bless the rest of your days.
Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known.